So some of you may not know that since the last time we've chatted, I've gotten engaged and bought a house. Yes, I'm getting married in about a month now, and I have been living in my new house for slightly over a week. So in the process of that, I've been working on my house over the past week, and I pretty much bought an old man's house. That's really the only way to describe it. It's not that it's an old house. It was built in the late 1940s, so some of you that might be an old house. But it looks and feels like it's straight out of the 60s. Awful wallpaper, atrocious carpet, you name it. Bad lamps, you know this house has it. Simple cosmetic work, nothing bad. The man who lived here before me was about 90 years old. So it makes sense that it would be an old man's house, because he was an old man. Anyway, one of my real-life friends and one of my internet friends decided that I should start a podcast and call it Ben's Old House after the PBS show This Old House. I made the comment that one episode was about all I had in me and that that was the extent of my knowledge on home repair. I'll say it. That's probably selling myself a little bit short, but not by much. An update on the house. I pulled some of the carpet up and found pretty beautiful finished hardwood wall to wall underneath. I haven't taken the carpet actually out yet because I am planning on painting first, and you know I don't want to take the carpet out and get the nice wood paint all over it and stuff like that. And I've also been pulling off wallpaper, which is a very long, lengthy process, I guess you could say. For one room, it was really quick. All the other rooms, it seems to be taking forever. If you have a steamer and you want to come help, drop me a line. No worries. I'll promise I'll let you. You won't have to worry about me telling you no. That's pretty much Ben's Old House for now. What Ben's Old House made me think of was This Old House, of course. And I'm not really a fan of This Old House because it reminds me of Bob Vila. Bob Vila is one of those guys that I don't really have a reason to dislike them. It's just that I can't remember a time in my entire life when I ever did like Bob Vila. He's probably number two on my top five most disliked celebrities. And I put celebrities in air quotes here. Because I don't know if they're really celebrities or not. I guess, I don't know. Anyway, Bob Vila, I think he's getting up there. He's like probably 65-ish. I've heard some rumors, you know, he's been sued for different things. I don't know if any of that's true or not, but he just has that personality. And he may be a great guy for all I know, but he's got a personality, at least on the air, that makes me want to put my head through a plate glass window, and that is never a good thing. So I tend to try and stay away from his shows, which I don't think he really does anything anymore. So, also, if you're wondering what my other four are in that top most disliked celebrities, they are Delilah, Reba McEntire, Madonna, and Whoopi Goldberg. Just saying that list out loud has made me realize that of my top five most disliked celebrities, most of them are women who have either acted and then, a couple of them were actors and then tried to sing or sang in their movies. And then there was a few who were singers and tried to act. Reba, Madonna. Anyway, I guess the moral of the story is do what you're good at and I won't dislike you. That's probably not true. There's a pretty good potential I'll still dislike you. Anyway, that's Ben's Old House. It's probably the first and last episode ever. But you're welcome, John and Frank and everyone else I know that's not listening. Have a great life.